This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 191,000 people have lost their lives globally from the COVID-19 pandemic as the number of infections has surpassed 2.7 million. The United States by far has the highest number of deaths and infections at more than 50,000 deaths and nearly 890,000 infections. U.S. unemployment is swelling to levels last seen during the Great Depression, with one in six American workers thrown out of work by the novel coronavirus. The government says more than 4.4 million laid-off workers applied for unemployment benefits last week. The jobless line's growing. The House passed a nearly $500 billion infusion of coronavirus spending to aid failing businesses and hospitals. And all about 26 million people have now filed for unemployment aid in the past 5 weeks. U.S. President Donald Trump said the bill will help small businesses keep millions of workers on the payroll. U.S. President Trump on Thursday said that researchers should try to apply their findings to coronavirus patients by inserting ultraviolet light or disinfectant into their bodies. He is quoted as saying, "Is there a way we can do something like that by injection, inside, or almost a cleaning? It would be interesting to check that." A U.S. official said at a White House news briefing that the novel coronavirus appears to weaken more quickly when exposed to sunlight, heat, and humidity, and a potential sign that the pandemic could become less contagious in the summer months. U.S. government researchers have determined that the virus survives best indoors and in dry conditions and loses potency when temperatures and humidity rise, and especially when it's exposed to sunlight, according to William Bryan, acting head of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Science and Technology Directorate. This is VOA News.